Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And today the topic of the talk is how your stories keep you stuck in narcissistic abuse. One of the most common questions victims of narcissistic abuse ask me is, how do I stop thinking about it? There are a lot of reasons we get stuck in ruminating about the narcissist and what he or she has done. Often the behavior you've witnessed is atrocious, even unforgivable, as you might see it. So we're not talking about the behavior here. We're talking about you. What can you do to stop this ruminating cycle of obsession and hyperfocus on the abuser and the abuse? We don't often think about how our stories keep us stuck. But this is exactly what happens. Everybody has a story. The story might go like this. He was having an affair with another woman for the past 3 years we were together. And every time I felt suspicious and asked him questions, he told me I was crazy and got really upset with me. I ended up feeling like I was the problem and believed I was just needy and insecure. Okay, so this story is a painful one, no doubt about it. You are likely feeling betrayed, used, deeply hurt, and conned. Your feelings are real. I acknowledge them, and you need to give yourself permission to feel the pain of this deep betrayal. Feeling the feelings is an important part of your recovery, but there is more. When we experience a traumatic event, our tendency is to tell people about it. This happened to me. It's both a way to process the trauma and get others' opinions on how they see the event. This is what we call validation. You might tell yourself, if you also believed that what he did to me was absolutely horrible, then it proves I'm really not going crazy. Often when with narcissists, they pull the crazy card as a way of denying responsibility and controlling your reactions to their behavior. It is also their way of controlling how other people see their behavior. If a narcissist can get others to believe you're crazy, then they don't look so bad. The tendency is to want to defend yourself to all those others who have heard the "you are crazy" story, but this doesn't help. People will believe what serves them the most. What is important is not what others believe, but what you believe. A minister once told me, "It's done unto you as you believe, so don't you believe it." We actually can choose what we believe. Are you going to believe your victim's story to the point where it continues to drive the dagger deeper into your heart every time you tell it to yourself or others? The best way to shift your story is to learn to catch yourself while you are telling it and look for the lesson. We can learn something very valuable from every life experience, even the most traumatic and painful. So what did you learn from the experience? The story I told earlier about the woman whose significant other had been cheating on her for the past 3 years and made her feel like she was crazy when she communicated her concerns with him has an excellent lesson. This woman did not trust herself. She allowed the man she was with to make her feel crazy rather than align with her own intuitive knowing. She felt in her heart that something wasn't right. She was suspicious of him, and her suspicions proved to be true. What she can learn is to trust her intuition. She can learn that the part of her that knows something is not right is trying to communicate with her, and she needs to listen and follow through rather than going deeper into denial. This woman's responsibility in this situation is her own lack of trust in herself. Her trust in herself was trumped by her significant other's accusations of her. Of course, once she found out the truth, she realized her partner had been lying to her and manipulating her, and she feels very angry about this. But at some point, she has to take responsibility for her part by acknowledging that she knew the truth but was unwilling to own it. It was just easier for her to stay in denial. Her story can now change from, "My partner was cheating on me for 3 years, and every time I said something to him about my suspicions, he made me feel like I was going crazy," to, "I knew something was going on, but I refused to trust myself." Now, the first story makes her feel like a victim, but the second story gives her power. Why? Because she can do something about it. She can't do anything about who her partner turned out to be. She's powerless to change him and his behavior, but she does have the power to change herself, to begin building trust in herself and listening to her intuition. Changing the story to one that empowers you takes the emotional charge off the situation. It can be difficult to admit the deeper truth to yourself, but the truth is what sets you free. This is not about blaming yourself in any way. There's a huge difference between self-blame and self-responsibility. With self-blame, you are saying, "It's my fault that he had the affair because I wasn't enough." Or you might say, "It's my fault because I didn't trust myself." When you are self-responsible, you are saying, "What he did was terrible and I can't change who he is, but I do have the power to change me, to listen to my inner voice and trust myself." We can't go back and change the past, but we can surely change how we do things in the future. And we can also change how we view the past. One thing that needs to be understood is that each time we reinforce the version of the story that leaves us feeling powerless, we are ripping the scab off the wound and experiencing the pain over and over again. There's a difference between fully experiencing one's pain and releasing it and continuing to activate the pain body over and over again with the stories we tell ourselves. When we do this, we're reliving the painful event over and over and re-traumatizing ourselves as a result. Our stories are very powerful, so we need to be very selective about the stories we are telling ourselves. Are they victim stories or empowerment stories? Choosing to upgrade your stories from victim to empowerment will make the difference between staying stuck in your pain and moving out of pain. Thank you very much. And for more information about me and my work on narcissistic abuse, please visit my website, narcissismfree.com. Thank you very much for listening and have a good day.